Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A horrific shooting and fire at a Mormon church in Grand Blanc, Michigan, yesterday morning. Investigative reporter Josh Margolin is joining us live on WBEN this morning. Josh, what exactly happened there?
It was shortly after the Sunday worship service began at 10 a.m. local time, so about 10:25 is when this first started. First 911 calls came in. An individual rammed his car, started firing, set the church on fire. Within 8 minutes, the individual was taken down by police. There was a gunfight of some sort. And then the fire fully engulfed the church. And it was a pretty substantial church. There were hundreds of worshipers and families in the building. And before long, the fire went to 5 alarms, destroyed the church. And now we have at least 4 dead. There are 8 more who are injured at varying degrees of injuries, and they're sifting through the rubble, and the gunman is dead. And frankly, we don't really have an understanding of why this person did it.
We don't know that. Do we know at all how this fire, spread so wildly? You know, you hear about this person ramming a car in, shooting, and okay, then starting a fire. You wouldn't expect this entire building to be engulfed in flames.
Some of it is unknown right now to us, but it's known to investigators. There was an accelerant that was used. They talked about it last night at the final press briefing of the evening, an accelerant, you know, gasoline, they believe. And there were also some other sorts of devices, explosives, where we're hearing conflicting reports as to whether or not it was really explosives like military style or whether it's fireworks. But look, a lot of these older structures have enough wood in them and other types of things that burn. Fire is that we've how many times have we seen fire is just so unpredictable and devastating. But we're going to learn more today as police put out a more complete picture of what happened. Did the individual put the accelerant out and then start firing? Did he start firing and then put the accelerant out, light the fire? We don't really know that. And did he put anything else around the building, right? Did he put other explosives or incendiary devices that with the gasoline would have, like you say, led to the building burning so much more quickly or so much hotter?
Do they expect to find more bodies inside this burned out rubble?
Expect is a strange word. That's exactly the question that we've been asking since this happened. They are anticipating. They know that there are some number of people, they didn't have a precise number, some number of people who are unaccounted for, meaning that they, according to friends and family, went to the church yesterday and have not come out. They didn't say what that number is. They said that they they believe they will likely find some additional victims in the rubble. Frankly, that's why it's taking so long, because they're sifting through a destroyed church very, very carefully. We've seen things like after 9/11, other types of disasters where they have a risk that they're going to encounter bodies, and they want to be incredibly respectful and conscientious as they sift through the building versus going through a building that might have caught fire in the middle of the night when nobody's in it.
Well, Josh, thank you for the update. Josh Margolin joining us live with the very latest out of Michigan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.